Hello, and welcome to your weekly podcast of Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I'm Josh.
Ooh, and I'm Rebecca.
Oh God, there's a ghost! it's perfect, because it's the spooky month, and
spooky.
We're here with your second spooky episode.
Spooky.
So, we are going to be covering things
differently. That are spooky.
That are spooky, period. Rebecca will be talking about how to tell if your house is haunted.
How to tell if your house is
and
haunted.
And I will be talking about haunted hotels.
Ooh.
So
all the haunted things.
Maybe we can like workshop this and maybe like tell if my story that I have here is actually
true. Legit. And then
yeah.
Talk about what kind of ghost it is.
Now, you like haunted houses, correct?
I do. Yeah. Typically. I love going to haunted, like real and fake, you mean, haunted houses.
Have you been to a real haunted house?
I mean, I've taken a ghost tour where I've been in a building that's supposedly haunted.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to go to, you know, under Paris, like the catacombs and whatever. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it is cool there.
I feel like I would chicken out, maybe, but...
It's a lot of stairs. A lot of stairs.
I can do it.
Going down and back up. It pays not to think about where you are when you're in there, because you can get pretty claustrophobic pretty quickly if you're, like, about halfway through. And there's, like, signs... Like old carved signs that say to keep out because it's the entrance to the dead and stuff like that. And you're like, I'm just going to keep going. This place is made of skulls. What could go wrong?
So is it like the movie As Above, So Below? Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Where they go to the catacombs. And like there's like one of those signs where they're just like, oh, but we're going to go in here.
Yeah.
So they did it. And it was, yeah.
Well, I survived. Great. Or did I?
Did you?
Maybe I'm just a ghost.
That'd be great.
I'd
need to interview you for this podcast. How do you feel?
I'm not really here. What if nobody ever saw me and they just thought that our podcast is you talking to yourself?
Yeah, what if I like listen back to all of our episodes and it's just me like talking to myself? It's like, yeah, that's great.
Nobody has the heart to tell you different.
So you got to check out this podcast where this dude is just talking
to
himself.
He's just talking to himself. It's only half of a conversation. It's so weird.
And there's like a long pause where he expects someone else to be talking.
It's just quiet. And he goes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Didn't know that. Really?
That would be awesome.
Tomato soup is pizza?
Oh, no. Not this again.
Okay. I think you should definitely go first.
Okay. That makes sense. My book is called Is Your House Haunted? Poltergeist, Ghosts, or Bad Wiring? By Debbie Chestnut.
Good to know.
Yes. A very informational book if you think that your house is haunted. I'm going to start by going over her little checklist for signs your house is haunted. Okay, so your house might be haunted if you are experiencing electrical events.
So during a hurricane.
Right.
Got it.
Unexplained noises. Doors opening and closing.
That's a big one.
That one would bother me. Furniture or other objects being moved. Missing objects.
Missing objects? That's just my fault.
Stuff goes missing in my house all the time. Unexplained smells and odors, which would be unfortunate.
I have two pets.
I have a husband. Audible voices. That one would also really bother me.
Especially if you're home alone.
If you're home, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cold or hot spots. Which we have a lot in the library here.
That's fair. Yeah,
we have a lot of those. Feeling of being watched. Dun, dun, dun.
I never get that feeling. I don't know what that's like.
I feel like that when I'm standing in front of my window at night. Like, I'm convinced there's someone in my yard looking in my big glass door. Anywho, animals behaving strangely.
My cat is very strange already.
Shadows. That would be really weird. Really freaky. Physical attacks or being touched. That would be
that one's unnerving.
I would move.
Sorry, no, I'm done.
I wouldn't even bother to try and explain. I would just move. Or apparitions, which is like the ultimate thing.
Yeah.
There are a couple different kinds of hauntings. One is residual, which is an imprint of a past event. The other is a traditional or intelligent haunting. This is what you would normally think is like a ghost, stereotypical ghost experience. And then there's a negative entity haunting or infestation that's malevolent and inhuman. So you're talking like demons and stuff for that one.
You're going to have to call an exterminator.
Yeah. Or an exorcist, more like. There are several types of ghosts in this book. There's poltergeist, which is just German for noisy ghost. This is the greatest ability to affect the living. If you think about like Peeves in Harry Potter was a poltergeist. There are spirits that are out for revenge.
No, thank you.
Messengers, also known as crisis apparitions. Spirits that haunt are rare. So like just a spirit that's attached to a place for no reason and is just haunting you is really rare. Other types of ghosts include orbs, light creatures, apparitions of some extent.
See, orbs I always have a hard time believing.
Yeah, because like it could just be dirt on your camera lens or a piece of dust in the sky and your flash is reflecting the orb.
Yeah.
Orbs are I'm most suspicious of. Haunted objects, historical ghosts, which rarely interact with the living. Yeah, Annabelle is a haunted object.
Yeah.
Hitchhiking or traveling ghosts. They're just ghosts trying to move on their way. They're just trying to get to a place. They don't care about you. Graveyard ghosts are often seen in cemeteries immediately following burials. Transitional spirits, portals. Child ghosts, which is creepy. Parasitic entities, elementals, angelic beings, and spirit guides.
Angelic beings.
Yeah.
Whoa. Cool.
So the book recommends, before you jump to any conclusions and start freaking out and listing your house on the market and burning some sage, gather proof. Start by keeping a journal of the date and time of an event. Who saw the event, including yourself and family members? Has it happened before? What were the circumstances and any other additional information? So that's usually what KPI does, Kissing Paranormal Investigators.
Yeah.
They start by trying to disprove it, and then when there's nothing left. And look for patterns. There's also some information here about how to tell the kids in your family that you're being haunted, what to do, what not to do. There's a frequently asked questions.
Sorry, kids, this house is haunted.
That person that you see isn't real. He's a demon. We're all going
to
die.
Who are you talking to there, Jimmy?
Creepy. Frequently asked questions in here and tips for where and when to get help. So pretty good book if you think that your house is haunted, maybe haunted, and it's not just electrical. Check out this book. It's in 133.1 of the nonfiction section, and I learned quite a bit.
Did you?
Yes. Now I know what to like look out for. And
see, now you're going to start seeing the stuff in your own house.
Yeah.
You're like, yes.
Now that I'm like hyper aware of it, I really hope not.
Why not? It's fine.
I don't want to be haunted.
Okay. So, my book is called America's Most Haunted Hotels by Jamie Davis Whitmer and Robert Whitmer. Now, these two folks are actually ghost hunters.
Ghost hunters, yeah, nice.
They actually have written a book before called Haunted Asylums, Prisons, and Sanatoriums.
Oh, so these guys are like professional go-around and talk about haunted places.
They take pictures, do investigations that they talk about in their books and stuff.
Nice.
They said that normally for places like they've done in their previous book, Asylums, Prisons, and Sanatoriums, that they were able to, you know how they do investigations overnight and stuff? Like most, like, it's like, do you have to pay like a fee to most places for them to shut down like overnight and for you to stay there?
Oh.
So like minimum like is like maybe $750.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not Ooh. Cheap, but like, so they, when they were writing this book, they found it like a lot harder to do because like to shut down a hotel for a night is something else. Yep. They were looking up like thousands of dollars.
Oh man.
So what they did, they wrote from their perspective of, you know, just your average guest.
Okay.
So I chose a boat.
A boat.
Yeah. Called the Queen Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty common name for a boat.
Yeah. It's in California, Long Beach.
Okay.
So, the Queen Mary, her maiden voyage was May 27th, 1936, mm-hmm. from Southampton to New York City. Can you guess how long it took to get there?
3 days.
A week.
A week. All right. All
right. Carried famous people such as Bob Hope, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. Called into service during World War II, mm-hmm. and painted gray, giving it the name the Gray Ghost.
Ooh.
Winston Churchill signed the D-Day Declaration while on board the ship.
Oh, cool.
During the war, several people died on board of various causes.
Makes sense.
You know, wartime.
Yeah.
But not of things that you might think.
Scurvy?
No, heat stroke or exhaustion.
Oh gosh.
Because below deck, the temperature was normally 100 plus degrees.
Ooh,
With no ventilation or air conditioning.
Ooh.
This seems like a real sticky boat.
That sounds awful. Presumably you're talking about the people who are like working the boat.
Working the boat and prisoners of war, actually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The total death count is estimated somewhere between 19 and 22 crew members and 39 passengers.
Ooh, gosh.
Yeah, pretty...
That's not good.
Not great. well, it gets worse. The biggest accident that occurred on October 2nd, 1942, was when the Queen Mary sliced the ship that was escorting her, the HMS Curacao, in two.
Excuse me? How do you slice a ship in two?
It might have... Probably went in front of it accidentally.
Like, T-boned it?
Yeah.
Oof.
Of the 439 people on board the smaller vessel, of the 439 people that were on board, 338 perished in the accident.
Oh, no.
So it was this occurrence that leads credence to the biggest reasons why there are hauntings aboard this ship.
Sure. That makes sense.
Another reason the author believes is the hauntings for the ship is due to... sea burials, actually.
Mm.
A lot of sea burials happened on board. She thinks that, like, because of the state of, like, you know, doing a sea burial, there's, like, no grave for anyone to visit. There's, like, a chance of, like, unrest.
Restless spirits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, doing their investigation, upon checking in, the author states that they felt a set of eyes on them and a strong smell of an old hospital.
Oh, there's two things right there. Sense of being watched and mysterious odors.
See, and this is my problem with ships. She also mentioned how the hallway seemed to go on and like kind of like
stretch out
and like
forever.
Stretch out. Like, I don't like it when, I don't like long hallways.
No.
They make me very anxious, yes. Especially in hospitals.
Your danger zone is like, my spidey sense is tingly.
Yeah. And if like the lights start going off like one by one.
No. That's scary.
She was quoted saying like, I can smell the dead here.
Oh gosh.
And actually, doing some more research, within that section that she was in, there was actually she was actually at the site where a little girl had died while she was riding the rails, and the ship got struck by a large wave. She fell onto the deck and died.
Well, she shouldn't have been riding the rails.
Well. an interview with the commodore of the ship revealed that there was a suite on board that he was staying in that appeared to be haunted. His wife went to go do something, and he was in the room by himself, and the bed started shaking. And he heard a voice saying, I'm cold. I'm so very cold.
See, there's another sign that your house is haunted. Audible voices.
There's a restaurant called Sir Winston's. That's another hot spot on the vessel where apparitions and various things have been known to scare ladies who were in the bathroom.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah. There's also a figure here called the Dude.
The Dude.
Yeah.
The Dude abides.
Yeah. Who is a figure who wears a top hat and tails. Is tails like the thing like on the coat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tuxedo coat.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think you should call him the Dude if he's dressed in such fancy gear.
He's a dude.
Fancy gear.
That's what they named him, I guess.
I would call him the Sir.
The Sir. Who has been known to walk up behind guests and clear his throat. And then when the guest turns around, he's not there.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, nothing there.
There has also been reports of screaming and rushing water sounds back where the propellers used to be.
Uh-oh.
John Petter, who was a crewman who worked the engine room in 1966, he was actually crushed by a watertight door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He was only 18.
Oh.
EVPs, they've had like several EVPs where they've talked to him, and there's a famous one where they asked a question, it's like, are you here, John? And it's like something like clearly responded like, yes. Last apparition I will talk about is Jackie, who is the ghost of a small girl who drowned in the second class swimming pool area.
Oh dear.
Who has been known to frequent the first class swimming pool area and play peekaboo with guests.
Aww.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to get stuck for all eternity in the second class pool.
Yeah, she wanted the nicer pool.
First pool.
Yeah.
I can't say I blame her.
Yeah, I'd be right there with her.
You're dead. Might as well go to the nice pool.
Yeah. When they were here in this part of the section, the swimming pool area, the tour that was actually, she was a part of, like the ghost tour that she was a part of, they actually heard a disembodied like giggle above them.
Creepy.
And naturally with ghost tours, you know, there's sometimes like they're like they do fake things, you know, to like make it seem more spooky.
Sure.
So the author actually like asked the tour guide, hey, he's like, was that like part of the tour or was that like, you know, was it real? It's like, and it's like, actually, yes, it was actually part of the tour. For some time, like they had a sound system in the room where they played like, you know, little girl noises. However, the sound system had been broken since the start of that year.
Oh.
So it wasn't actually working at the time this happened.
Oh, that's funny.
So, real ghost giggles.
That's cool. So you can go to this boat now and take ghost tours?
Yeah. So they actually have listed at the back of each section here for each of the hotels that they have. It's like if you decide to visit. So they have a location and contact info for the hotel. Types of tours that are offered. So there are daylight tours and after dark tours, twilight tours, seances, special dining program, investigations. Prices start at $149 per night for standard rooms. And then it lists like the closest airports nearby.
Wow, that's a lot of really helpful information.
Yeah, I really like this book.
That's cool. So you could like check that book out and then plan your own ghost tours.
Your own ghost haunting tours.
That sounds fun.
And the author actually takes like lots of cool pictures of the insides of the hotels that they visit. And then like room by room, and then they'll discuss like the room and whatever. But yeah. So
all right, cool. Cool books.
Mine is were you the same?
133.1 for mine. Yours
133.122.
So slightly different. Yeah. Well, I mean just past it.
Just slightly.
The same area, same section. Yeah.
But now you know.
Now you know.
That
knowing
if your house is
battle.
Haunted, then well, get some evidence.
Yes.
And then if you wanna visit more haunted places, you can check out this book.
Yes.
So, in terms of events that we have coming up...
What's going on in our own haunted library?
We have a big event coming up here at the Hart Memorial Library, October 19th at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It is called Bard in the Library Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
Which Rebecca and I have had a hand in putting together.
Yes, and you might even see us performing.
Oh, that's right. We will be performing a small skit.
Our acting debut.
Yeah. And tell us how we did. Or don't.
Or don't. Please tell us. No, we're fine. We know. We know.
We know. We're not great. So we have various events going on that day, from an escape room, scavenger hunts. We're going to have vendors, plenty of activities to take part in, Shakespeare's Plants and Plots presentation, costuming with Orlando Shakes, the play that we're doing, Romeosaurus and Juliet Rex.
Very cute.
And then our cosplay presentation at the end there.
Yes, with the costume contest.
And then our finale. Which is a sword fight presented by the Society of Creative Anachronism? Anachronism.
Anachronisms.
I can't talk today.
It's going to be ye olde good timey.
Yeah. We're going to be great. We're going to be doing wax seals and having different flavored drinks for y'all to try
yes.
out.
Yes. So booketh on downeth
oh my gosh.
To the library.
I can't do that.
And to thine own self be true.
Moving right along to our book recommendation section.
Yes.
Have you finished your series that you were reading?
No. Listen, that book is like 800 pages, okay? So it's going to take me a while.
I don't want excuses.
But I am listening to the audiobook of Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett.
Isn't that a show?
Yeah, it's just been made into a show. The book is from like the 90s. It's just been made into a show on Amazon Prime. The audiobook is so, so good. I highly recommend it. It's cracking me up.
Is it one of those, like, really good audio people?
Yes. Okay. The performer who tells it is very good at it, too. It's just well written and well performed.
I have started two things. I have started reading Wayward Son, which is the second part of the Carry On series by Rainbow Rowell. Mm-hmm. Very excited to finish that. I've been waiting a long time for this book. When I say a long time, I mean like a couple months, because I only finished Carry On this year, so not too long. Not as long as others, I say. And and I guess I'm reading Rainbow Rowell's other comic, Pumpkinheads.
Pumpkinheads?
Yeah.
Is it Halloween-y?
It is Halloween-y.
Oh, yay. So okay,
just
cool.
In time for the season.
Cool, cool, cool.
So check those out.
Yeah.
After I'm done.
After we're done with them, you can check them out.
You can check them out.
My Good Omens is on Cloud Library, our new online library resource.
Yeah, and so is Wayward Son. Yep. It is on Cloud Library. Just as a note, when you have something checked out, Cloud Library has like a limited amount of like copies of it, so maybe if you're searching for a book, it won't show up necessarily, but we do carry it probably. It might just be checked out. Pumpkinheads is actually available also on Cloud Library, but we also have physical copies as well.
All right. So, yeah, we have physical copies of Good Omens too.
Yeah. Just remember, without further ado, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends. Mm-hmm.